This is a rant that no one would ever think would be possible years ago. It's about Canada with a sense of humor. Let's start off with the Prime Minister. He recently said that this job is crazy, quote, crazy. Now, do you think that someone with gravitas, like Harper, like Chrétien, the late departed Mulroney, Martin, would say that their job is crazy? No, no, they were working. They were in Ottawa. They were being prime ministerial. They weren't going on the jets, crisscrossing the country wherever they could have a beer and their picture taken. This is lunacy. What is going on in Canada? We have a prime minister. He admits his job is crazy. But then he says, I want to get this right. I couldn't be the man that I am and abandon the fight at this moment. Now, I know a number of you are saying, oh, please do. Please, please abandon the fight. I couldn't be the man that I am. Sounds faintly sexist. I don't know what kind of man he is. But again, this is, you'd never have another leader of any country, aside from a banana country, saying something like that. I'm reading it because I want to get this exactly right. So then he said, I couldn't abandon the fight. What fight? Women's rights, LGBTQ rights, climate change, and extreme populism. Well, there's always more to be done. But I thought that for those two sectors of rights, we are pretty good. Climate change, he's been taxing the hell out of every Canadian since he became prime minister. We won't do anything to change the climate. We should be more careful. Yes, we are being careful. But I mean, that's not the fight we want to have, because when he says, I'm going to fight, it means I'm going to up the taxes and hit Canadians. Extreme populism. You only go against extreme populism when it's not going your way. His dad was a populist. We've had lots of populist prime ministers. They're popular. He was a populist until he became unpopular. So for him to go out and say, I'm going to go out and fight extreme populism, trying to hook Poilievre to Trump, is absolute so much hogwash. So there we are. It keeps on going, though. So instead of dealing with schools, healthcare, housing, roads, food, gas, we are out there with our prime minister fighting populism. But it doesn't end with the prime minister. The Supreme Court justice said recently in a written decision, quote, it's unfortunate for that lower court in a decision to refer to a, quote, woman. It's more appropriate to say, quote, person with a vagina. For a preacher's kid from Petrolia, it's embarrassing for me to even say that word. You're not supposed to go around talking about people with vaginas. It just doesn't make any sense. And yet we have a Supreme Court justice appointed by Trudeau saying, that's what we should use from now. It's like Trudeau when he said, instead of mankind, it should be people kind. Only in Canada we have such a joke. Let's put an end to it. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.